Hello, I am Stelly.
Hi, I'm Gavin.
And this is SpongeBob SquareCast, a SpongeBob SquarePants podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
This is a podcast about SpongeBob.
Welcome to our podcast. How are you today, Stellington Bellington?
Great.
Had a busy weekend?
Not really.
You're wearing your old Arby cap.
Because I found it.
Where was it?
It was like next to my closet.
Yeah, the owner of one of the restaurant / bars in town gave you this.
No, I don't think he...
Did you steal it?
I stole it like multiple times, and then he was kind of fed up, so he just gave it to me. That's the story.
Yeah, what does it say again?
Montana Fishing...
Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah. Sims Fishing Products, Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah. Not so much last year, but the year before, that cap was very rarely off your head.
Because I just like stealing people's hats. That could be my profession.
Such a random cap to be wearing, though. Who is that little girl wearing a fishing cap? What else have you been up to?
Outdoors.
Outdoorsy, because it's a lovely day today.
Well, actually, most of the time, when I did get 10,000 steps in the last week, it would be... I got like 3,000 steps by 7 o'clock. Then I was like, okay, bet. Let me just be outside and try and get 10,000.
7 o'clock in the morning?
No, at night.
All right.
And then I would just get 10,000 by 9 o'clock. And then boom.
Why do I remember any of this? That
yeah.
You can out with like at 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah. And last night we were with like these kids around the neighborhood, and there's
everyone was in their backyard last night,
and their yard, because like it was like 8 something, and that light up the road, mm-hmm. the street light, you know how it goes, like it's bright white light, and then it goes to like orangey, and then it shuts off.
Oh, does it?
Then it comes back on. That's what it does. And we were having
how long has it been doing that?
A while. I don't know.
Nobody's reported it.
No.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, why don't we run up into the dark when the light turns off? And we all ran up, then we would go halfway to the hill, and then it'd turn off, and we'd run back because we're weird. And then this kid, Kenny, who lives up the street.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Kenneth, okay. Actually.
Do you call him Kenneth, or do you call him Kenny?
We call him whatever.
Or do you call him Kenbo?
Kenbo?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, let's call him Kenbo for the sake of the podcast. Well, we were running up, and then it shut off, and then he kind of just didn't leave and run away, and he was like, I am afraid no more, and we just kind of laughed it off. And then when the light turned on, I think he was trying to be creepy, and he just kind of stood like this with his like jacket on, hood up, and he just stood kind of like a person. Just like that. And it was kind of creepy. But then when the light turned...
That Slender Man action.
Yeah. And then when the light turned on and off and on again, he wasn't there.
Is Kenbo a creepypasta?
Sure.
Look at
and
me.
And we were kind of like, dude, where are you? Where were you at? Did you run away? We thought that he was going to run around the block and then creep us out from the back. But no, he was just hiding in someone's yard. That he didn't know, but he was just hiding in there, and then he was like, hi guys, I'm back.
Bit of a prankster, or Kenbo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kenbo the prankster.
Yep. Is he a new kid? I don't recall hearing his name before.
He moved in last year.
Oh, he did.
Bit before COVID.
Oh. So not that new then?
Not that new, but they're not exactly... people that are like near our household a lot,
right?
You know,
excellent.
Excellente. They're in the huge house the end of the street, that
the one that we were talking about last time with the graveyard.
No, it's the one like
on the corner.
We can't say our street name.
We've said it before.
Fine. John B. Davidson, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you go from that road, it's the house, like, right there.
On John B. Davidson?
No. Okay, so, random piece of paper here. Whatever this is, dying of the... Oh, no, that's someone's poetry. You can't... Okay, so this is the street right mm-hmm. here. J-B-D. Boom.
Right. And it
there are two houses.
Right.
There's one house here and then another house here. Their house is that house.
Oh, that's the house I thought we were talking about last week.
No. This house right here, the house that's like...
That's the house that has a graveyard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I thought at all.
I will show you after the podcast.
Oh, no, like, now.
No, you don't.
Your map is actually remarkably detailed.
Like, you know how remarkably detailed. It's huge. It's a huge house. It's got two driveways.
They're both big houses, yeah.
This one has mm-hmm. the two driveways. This only one has one. The Kenny kids.
Kenbo.
Kenbo's house has one driveway. The teacher's house, we called it the gingerbread house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That has two.
I thought that was two houses. But that's where the graveyard is.
Yeah, it's kind of behind it. Yeah.
Wow. Can you get to this without going through the house?
No, I don't think so.
As a private graveyard?
I don't know any roads that lead to it.
You can't walk to it without going through their property.
No.
We need to get this drone because up the and thing running, is, I'm telling you.
You know how many times I've gone down State Street and then turned on that, you know,
uh-huh.
school street? You know how many times I've gone through that and not seen a drive to the graveyard bit? So it must be someone's private property.
Right.
But, like, I don't want to get arrested.
Again.
I haven't got arrested. I've had the police be like, whoa, who are... Like, the police have been called on plenty, but I've never got arrested. That doesn't mean
stay
that...
Stay in school, kids.
It doesn't mean I've murdered anyone. It's for little things
sitting
like sitting on curbs and running through someone's yard.
Grand National...
What?
That's what we used to call running through somebody's yard.
Well, the only reason that I ran through someone's yard, because it was when movie night was happening and we had to get home by 7,
yep.
and it was like 6:55, and we had to run straight through someone's yard to get there faster. And then this old lady said, "You shouldn't be trespassing through people's yards, you know." And then
chocolate.
Yeah. And then I said, "Oh, do you hear those police sirens?" Everyone else was like, "No, I don't hear anything." A few minutes later, we hear police sirens coming from exactly that lady's yard. Wow. And then we were like, "Let's get home, you guys." And then we started running and cut through someone else's yard to get home.
Never learn.
Well, actually, those people over there, they let us cut through their yard. Because there's two fences and a, like, kind of a pathway between the two fences. And both those people are okay with us just running right through there to get to our house.
Sweet. We're not here to talk
about
that.
That was a lot of words right there.
And we're not here to talk about Kenbo.
Not Kenbo.
We're here to talk about season 2, episode 17A. Procrastination. But first, we got some correspondence this week.
Yes, we do.
We got a 5-star review.
5-star review.
Great podcast.
Great five podcast. 5 stars. Thank you.
From Dancing Ninja 55. I'm a new listener, but very good and funny. Funny.
Funny.
If you read this, give a shout out. My name is Bryson. Hi, Bryson.
Shout out to Bryson.
And a little round of applause as well.
I hit the microphone, but that's how excited I am for Bryson. Good job, Bryson.
It's nice to get little reviews like that. It makes my day. It really does make
it
my
probably,
day.
Us saying this probably made Bryson's day.
Well, let's not
Bryson.
Go too far. And we got an email from Aaron that we'll speak about. Towards
later.
The end of the podcast.
Whoa.
But yeah, a busy old week at SpongeBob SquareCast Towers. But yeah.
Wait, we have towers?
Well, that's where we are. That's our headquarters, as they are.
I thought this was
just my office that smells of my feet.
An office that smells of your feet in a town. In a town? Yes, in a house. That, never mind.
Great job.
Yeah.
Would you like some fun facts about this episode, Steli?
Yes, please.
Oh, you would?
No, I actually wouldn't.
Great, because spongebob.fandom.com is here to give us those fun facts.
Great.
This episode was first aired in the US on May... Oh. Just says May 2005. 2005? That can't possibly be right. Oh, no. October 19th, 2001. There's a cut version. This came up. Y7. Foul language.
It does that for every podcast.
But there's
podcast,
no foul language in it.
Podcast, really? Every episode. There we go.
This one was written by Walt Dorn, Paul Tibbett, and...
I wasn't paying attention to the opening scenes. Mm-hmm. Either Mr. Lawrence,
that's how this works, yeah,
or either Meriwether Williams, because every time those are our two favorite people at Nickelodeon Studios who are milking the entire series dry.
Still no response to our email, by the way. It's not going to happen.
No, it isn't.
It was there, Mr. Lawrence.
Great.
This is one of three episodes with a famous deleted scene. The deleted scene of this episode is also shown in other countries, though Just One Bite is still edited in all those countries except for Canada and Korea. Really? There's an edited scene in this?
Let's move to Canada.
What's edited out of this?
We don't know.
Oh. It's my favourite bit.
What is it?
The drag car.
Repeat?
There's a car. There's a race car. A drag car.
Oh,
drag
yeah, racer. That.
Yeah, that bit's cut out.
Why is it cut out?
Too violent.
Isn't that a remote control car?
No, it was an actual car with an actual driver in it.
Oh!
And this was removed because of the scene being too violent, and Nickelodeon feared kids and viewers might try to imitate the crash. What?
I thought that was a remote control car.
Do you know
what
this is like?
I didn't think someone was dying.
Commercials that you see now that it always says at the bottom, this is a closed course with a professional driver, do not attempt. And it's got things like cars driving upside down that you couldn't possibly attempt to do, even if you wanted
like
to.
If
even
you're
if you
watching,
were so stupid to do
if
that.
If you're watching a commercial or something, and you're watching that, and you're like, why don't I decide to, like, almost murder myself and others with a car and flip upside down, tumble over,
went
run into a wall.
Mm-hmm. That was about the meme. Ooh, that looks kind of nasty. In most episodes, SpongeBob has a shell phone in his house, and this one, though, he just has a regular house phone. The snail clock resembles Gary. On his essay, SpongeBob misspells stoplight as spotlight. I did notice that as I was watching it.
Spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if he's talking about the 2015 drama/history film called Spotlight, rated R, 2 hours and 9 minutes? Watch now on a Netflix subscription. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good movie.
91% liked this movie. 8.1 out of 10. 93 on Metacritic. What if he's talking about that, Mr. Gav, that was a drama film by Tom McCarthy and written by McCarthy and Josh Singer.
Are you ready, Steli?
Its budget was $20 million, and in the box office it got $98.3 million. Okay, we're ready. I Gavin.
We open on.
We open on Mrs. Puff.
It's a Mrs. Puff episode or so, I think. I like Mrs. Puff.
Okay, so they have an excitement, an assignment. That's what they have.
Yeah, all the
Mrs. Puff's boating school. They have an assignment. And everyone is really bummed about this assignment.
Except
and it's an assignment about Spotlight, the 2015 drama action film?
Correct.
No.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. It's a stoplight. That's what they're going for with this. Not about Spotlight, the 2015 drama / action film. And it's what not to do when you're at a stoplight. Yeah, that was a lot of words. Okay.
Most of which will be getting cut out.
Great. And everyone is bummed except for SpongeBob.
Yeah, he's actually quite excited about the
whole thing. Goofing off. 800 words, which isn't that bad. But
that's
okay.
Like a page, isn't it? A page, maybe
Wait,
two pages.
Wait, let me find out how many words just my notes alone are. Wait. My notes alone are 389 words. So that's like half, just about me writing about SpongeBob.
Notes that I do for Coronation Street every week are 6,000 words.
Okay. So I don't think the 800 words is really that bad.
It's not a big ask, no.
No. But people are so bummed that they have to write 800 words, mm-hmm. which is weird. And no goofing off.
Nope.
And it's due tomorrow.
Yep.
Easy. I could do that. I could write an entire thing about what not to do on a stoplight right now.
Well, how he eventually works out is exactly what you should be doing. Just there's no shortage of things that you shouldn't do at a stoplight.
You can just say,
if you just thought about it for a minute.
What I don't want to do at a stoplight is to
juggle. You shouldn't juggle
at a stoplight. You should not juggle at a stoplight. You should not be drinking water at a stoplight most of the time.
You should not be committing industrial espionage at a stoplight.
You should not be cooking rice at a stoplight.
You shouldn't be watching Stephen Colbert at a stoplight.
No, you really shouldn't. You should not be listening.
It's okay to watch Seth Meyers, but not Stephen Colbert.
No.
Not at a stoplight.
And you know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't be drawing a map of your block.
A very detailed map.
A very detailed map of your block.
Right.
At a stoplight. You really shouldn't be doing that either.
See, that's like 200 words right there.
Boom. So if you ever need to write an essay about what not to do at a stoplight, please use those examples. I still have a lot to go. I'm just going
right.
to... I have headphones there. Okay, so he is about to write an amazing essay. He gets a paper and a pencil, and he's just ready to go.
He is. He's quite enthusiastic. And he says, "As my ideas grow, you shrink." To the pencil, which I thought was quite profound for SpongeBob.
Very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful day outside, so,
That's where it all starts to go wrong.
Even though that should be your motivation to just get it done faster.
Correct.
But whatever. He starts going, and after like an hour or so, he only has a title and his name so far.
Yeah, and he's got the title wrong.
Yeah. He looks outside and everyone else is having an amazing day except for him because mm-hmm. he's apparently the only person in the entire Bikini Bottom existence to have to do an essay.
Right.
He has to complete the essay to get his driver's license one step closer.
Yep.
He's very excited about that.
Finally.
Also, I don't even know if I wrote about the car crash thing. In this, but it's fine.
It's fine. We'll play one.
Okay, so if you look at the thing under Bobbiter, when does the car crash scene come up?
That's what I'm saying. I can't find it.
You can't find it. No. Great. So we're just going to pretend that it never happened.
Right.
So he just face plants because he wants to procrastinate. Therefore, title of episode.
Correct.
Then he does... I still can't pronounce the word. Whatever that word is, some sort of exercise called calisthenics.
Calisthenics.
Yes. Boom. That's how you pronounce that word. And he goes, hop-hoo. His nose goes, hop-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
His eyelashes go, hop-hoo. Then he goes back to, you know, do his essay. But then he gets distracted again by his chair and makes music out of it. Then he snaps back to reality and tries to make some words. Then he can't. He makes Gary some food.
Yeah, Gary that was called snail fud, was what the food was called.
Even Gary is being smarter than him in telling him to do his essay, which he's not doing. SpongeBob procrastinates, obviously, and he feeds Gary just all of the food.
A ton of food.
It's all the way up and is like, I'm going to stand here until you eat all of it. Gary is like, bet, eats all of it in one go.
One go.
Not even...
Doesn't even chew. Doesn't touch the sides.
Then Gary left a little bit of mess in the kitchen, and SpongeBob says, not until my entire kitchen is clean. Cleans the kitchen with, like, himself.
With his butt.
Yep, because he is a sponge. Mm-hmm. Then he cleans the entire floor, cleans the garbage, and the dishwasher. And his entire kitchen is just...
spotless.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Good job.
So then he finally stops fooling around and gets to work. Mm-hmm. He prepares to write his essay, picks up his pencil, and he's going.
He's stabbing the page.
That was everyone in science class of last year, because it was like molecules and stuff, and it was like, draw a molecule, and all you could hear was just, you know?
Something fell.
I don't know what it was, but something did fall. So... he's like, what does he have after all of this? He's got it down, but what does he have? It's the just a very fancy
drop case T.
Then it's like, oop, time to take a break.
Only 799 words to go.
Yep. It's aces around 10. What do you think that means?
Aces around 10.
I don't know what I must have wrote there, but aces, it's around 10. Ah, okay. I think that's what I'm trying to
say. Yeah, because he phones Patrick, and Patrick's asleep, so it must be at night.
Yeah.
Patrick sleeps in his Y fronts.
Lots of people do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, you're so cool.
It's a funny scene in Y fronts, that's all.
Because whenever we had a pajama day in school, people would be like, oh, do you want me to show up to school like in my underpants because I sleep in those?
And you go, no, it's pajama day, not underpant day.
It's pajama day, not whatever you wear to bed day.
Right.
Scoff.
Yeah. Get with the program, punk.
Obviously.
Punk.
Punk.
Mm-hmm. Kenbo.
Kenbo, jeez.
Let's put some pants on, Kenbo.
But Patrick's
procrastinating as well. Even Patrick knows.
Even Patrick knows about this essay that was only shared with his voting class.
Right. And even the mailman knows. Even the mailman turns up. In the middle of the night.
Obviously, with a package. What was in the package? Did they ever even show us?
I don't think so.
And SpongeBob tries to start a conversation. The mailman knows about his essay because the mailman is taking boating lessons, I presume. Like,
start your stinking essay here, SpongeBob, says the mailman.
And he, when he was trying to blow away some like of the eraser shreddings, it got in his mouth. He was like, I'm choking, and then got water under the sea. Mm-hmm. And he completely overreacted, according to Gary. Mm-hmm. What do you think, then to news? Then the news, there we go.
Yeah, because then the news knows.
Then the news even knows.
The little fish guy in the news, who I love.
Is a resident called SpongeBob is not doing his essay for boating class.
So SpongeBob smashes his TV.
With one chop, which
overreacting a little bit.
No, again. Good job, SpongeBob. What a hit. Just one smack on your TV and that thing's gone. Mm-hmm.
And then he has a little, which we learn is a dream sequence.
But he has this thing where...
Because because he's determined to go in and get his essay done. But
then the it's midnight.
Right. And the
desk is like far massive, away.
And he can't get to it. And the chair's massive. And when he jumps up onto the chair, his pants are missing.
And then his pants are running out the door.
Shouting freedom. Which was hilarious.
And then when he goes outside to get his pants, the door locked behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Then the candle that he had by his desk was like, let me burn the house down.
Right.
Burned everything.
The pineapple's going, oh, SpongeBob.
Why did you burn me? Why? You should have just done your essay. Is this a mosquito bite? No, it isn't. It's a bug bite. So SpongeBob realizes it was all a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just does his paper by doing what we did earlier.
Yep.
He just did all the things that he had done to procrastinate.
Correct.
And that was his essay.
Yep.
So
now he's thrilled that he's actually got his essay done in time.
So
it's taken him less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. So he goes up to the school and nobody is there. And he's like, what's going on? And then Miss Puff comes in and is like, oh, I tried to call you. I'm canceling the assignment because I have a teacher's meeting. And then SpongeBob rips the essay and himself apart. And that's the end of the episode.
That is the end of the episode.
That's me when I have to do any of the work for school.
What did you think of this one?
It was odd.
It was odd. It was better than last week.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, the episodes that we don't like seem to get an awful lot of downloads compared to episodes that we love, which is weird. So, I don't know. But anyway, this was better than last week. But the ending was dreadful.
Yeah.
Because out of nowhere, Mrs. Puff says, oh, yeah, well, I tried to get in touch with you. Well, SpongeBob's in the house the entire time.
Yeah. So how did he not get the call?
Right.
Maybe SpongeBob gave her a fake number.
This looked like people who don't know how to end an episode.
I don't think anyone at Nickelodeon knows how to end an episode. And no one at Nickelodeon knows how to end a show.
The big words.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why Meriwether Williams didn't get in touch.
Well.
Anyway. I really liked it up to that point. It was like they did 10 minutes of really fun stuff. Didn't know how to end it. Wrapped it up in a minute. Boom. And I was just kind of, is that how you're going to end it? Oh, yeah. Well, never mind.
He could have just turned it in and got, like, the best grade in the class. And then he would get his driver's license and be done with it.
Right. Or he could have answered the phone and gone out and enjoyed the day.
Yeah.
What's your score for this one?
7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. There we go.
Handshake.
I'll check on that. 7. Done.
Boom. Now,
we mentioned this at the start. We got a message.
I completely forgot what song it was. 1 second.
We got a message on Patreon from Aaron. He sent us a message that says, hey, I just got a puppy. We named her Rudy after the special song, A Message to You, Rudy. We'd love to hear it at the end of the episode.
I knew it had Rudy in it. 1 second. We have the specials poster downstairs.
I know. And Aaron is our patron, so we basically do whatever we're told.
I'm just going to play it to myself here.
You want me to do this? Social media, but
yeah, I can probably put the headphones back on. Whoa,
so you want to drop us a line? Maybe you can let us know what song you'd like Stella to sing next week or the week after. We're at SB Squarecast on Twitter, we're SpongeBob Squarecast on gmail.com, and our Patreon if you want to chuck 20 bucks, $2 a month at Stella's College Fund. We have patreon.com/SpongeBob Squarecast.
It's like, stop your messing around. Better think of your future. Straight and
thanks
right
for making
out.
It to the end of another episode. We'll be back next week with more SpongeBob Squarecast.
Take
care, folks. Bye bye.
Rudy.
A message to you, Rudy.
Okay. We're great singers. We should make a band. What?